California of just over $4.61, fueled by reduced supply in a volatile market. This taxi driver says he's hoping that gas prices come down soon.
This is ridiculous. I don't know how long we can take, how long we can go like this. You have to put more hours to make same money and less income.
Prices throughout the state are expected to increase for several more days before leveling off after a temporary reduction in supply triggered a price spike. This is SRN News.
The all-new Mark Davis Show. Morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
Live from the studios of 660 AM, The Answer, this is DFW Healthy Living, featuring helpful and insightful commentary about how to live a healthy lifestyle. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphaeus and his guests discuss non-pharmaceutical, non-surgical approaches to healthcare. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Healthy Living. Now here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for health and wellness information. This is your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. I'm joined by a host of health professionals and health experts as well. Joining us from Back to Health Chiropractic is Dr. Christy Farrell. Dr. Farrell, welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Dr. Darner of Affordable Chiropractic in Denton, multiple locations across the Denton area. Dr. Darner, welcome back.
Hello, DFW.
That's right. And, of course, the greatest attorney in the galaxy, Doug Rake of Haney Rake and Repass, the number one law firm ever.
Sue him all.
Sue him high, sue him low. And the greatest rehab assistant the world has ever known, Kevin Stewart.
Thank you very much. It's always a big pleasure to be here.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard the radio show, DFW Healthy Living, you're in for a treat because this whole month, we are going to focus on something that I think is very, very important. We're going to focus on men's health. While the whole rest of the world wants to focus on Pink Out and Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we are going to turn, and the Rangers losing. We are not going to bring that up, but thanks for reminding us, Helen. We are going to talk about men's health because I think men are often overlooked in society because we are such chivalrous by nature. We give a whole month to women and everything else we can.
But well, we've become such a vicarious spectator society that there's probably a real linkage between men's health and the Rangers losing.
I think
there's
a
lot of guys out there whose blood pressures are up, who didn't get any sleep last night, who are drinking more. So
testosterone actually, levels are down.
Yeah, particularly in Josh Hamilton. So.
Yes.
But we're not going to mention that. So
we're going to focus today, and we're going to spend the month of October talking about men's health. And so what I would like for you guys to do is become engaged with us this month. We have a variety of ways you can become engaged. You can call us here at the show any Saturday you want at the show live, 866-660-5759. You can follow us on Facebook at DFW Healthy Living. You can go to our website. You can follow us on Twitter at, I think they call it a hashtag, DFWHL. So there are multiple ways you can get a hold of us. Of course, you can also call Dr. Darner's office in Denton or Dr. Christy Farrell's office in Dallas. So please get engaged with us. Ask us questions about yourself if you're a man, about your husband if you're a lady, about your boyfriends, about your uncles, about your kids. It's men's health this whole month. And we are very, very excited to be trying our best to help you live a healthy, active lifestyle, especially as men. We are supposed to be active. We're supposed to be in the wild, so to speak. And a lot of us have become tamed by our desk jobs. I know a lot of times I feel that way, and that's the excuse I give my wife on a regular basis. But we've become such a society that has become sedentary and that we think going to a gym is all we need to do. But it's more than that, isn't it, Dr. Darner?
Absolutely, and I'm thankful that I have a physical occupation, seeing 40 and 50 patients a day, very physical, lifting and moving people's bodies around in conjunction with a walking program. I'm glad that I'm in a physical activity all day.
Absolutely. And, Doug, you, as an attorney, you have a lot of reading that you need to do, correct?
Yes, I exercise my eyes and my tongue, and that's about it. You know, I talk a lot and read a lot. So
that's not true. You go to the gym on a regular basis.
Well, I'm talking about at work.
Okay.
I don't have a job which requires any physical activity, so I do go to the gym a lot. I play basketball a lot. I play golf a lot to the extent that that counts as exercise, and I do play some tennis.
Now, I'm going to have to – I would like to relay a story a little bit. You mentioned that you were at the doctor, and you said that you played golf, and didn't she give you a sigh?
She did. It was actually the nurse that gave me a sigh. She was sort of taking my vitals, and she asked me how often I exercise. And I said, I exercise 3 or 4 times a week if you don't count golf, but 5 or 6 or 7 times a week if you do. And she just wrote down 3 times a week. And I said, well, sometimes I walk. And she sighed. And I said, sometimes I hit my ball way into the woods and have to walk down the hill and then back up the hill. And she double-sighed and moved on to the next topic. So she did not buy that golf was exercise.
She's not buying that golf. Golf is a whole other topic we could talk about. Is it a sport or an activity or a hobby?
It's basically the thing that most hurts your back. That's
it is.
What golf is. There should be, you know, what you should get when you decide to play golf is a set of clubs and a chiropractor.
That's exactly true, yes.
Amen, brother.
Yes. Golf has been building chiropractic practices since the 1800s.
There you go.
Now, Kevin, you are young, you are healthy, you look like you could lift us all with one hand, so you don't have a lot of men's health issues at this current stage, do you?
I do not. I follow your advice. I follow the advice to eat good, whole, healthy foods, and I don't have too many problems right now.
And we're going to try and keep it that way.
Yes, of course.
Yes. Now, Dr. Farrell, not to leave you out of the equation, being the lone...
I don't have any men's health
like
issues
the
personally right
token
now.
Token woman here right now.
In bright pink.
Yeah.
I didn't do that on purpose, actually.
You do have a husband, don't you?
I do, yes.
Well, then you have some men's health issues.
That's true.
I think we call those headaches.
Right.
Okay, so... Please feel free to
Dr. Donner, who just adjusted mine away. So.
Yeah. We got to exchange. This is going to be the most energetically charged show we've ever done because all three of us got adjusted today.
Yep.
I mean, just recently.
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. I'm still buzzing.
Yeah. So I saw, now that I'm tweeting, it's Dr. Nymphius at Twitter, or I don't know, hashtag, I don't know how it's Dr._Nymphius, but I'm Twittering.
Tweeting.
Tweeting, thanks. And I saw a tweet by the not local anymore, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
She apparently loves the chiropractor.
She just found that chiropractic was out there.
And she said she used to think poorly of it, so
she was skeptical, yeah.
Yeah. So Kim Kardashian.
She's a convert.
Local. Would you still consider her local?
She was never local. Khloe Kardashian was local
for a very short
period of time. Kim Kardashian
was never
married to a Dallas Maverick.
Okay, okay. So, I apologize.
Nor has she been rumored to be O.J. Simpson's child like Khloe Kardashian.
Okay, I apologize.
But she did date Reggie Bush.
Close
she
enough.
Did. He's from New
Orleans.
Yeah,
he's from New Orleans. You're from New Orleans.
Yeah, so there we go.
That's it. Full circle. Let's get back to men's health.
We derailed.
Something we know a little bit something about. Now, when it comes to men's health, there's a few issues that come to mind because at the age of 40, we're supposed to be getting our prostates checked. I am not going to lie. I'm knocking on that door, and I'm not looking forward to that day. But I, like anybody else, if I'm going to get a test done, I want to have great results. So there are a few things that I think we can do to make our prostates as healthy as possible. And Dr. Donner, this is a topic you know a lot about, isn't it?
It is.
So tell us a few things that we can do specifically for our prostates in kind of a before there's a problem, so to speak. Because if you think about it, they say statistically that we're going to have some sort of prostate problem. It's the number one cancer that men get. So it makes much more sense to me that we try to do things proactively. So instead of waiting till there's a problem, there's some things that we should probably do to prevent the problem from ever showing up in the first place.
That's correct. You know, there's actually a relationship between heart disease, colorectal cancer, prostate cancer, and the HPV virus. So we can talk about things as men get older that they need to pay attention to that when they're young and healthy like Kevin, they do naturally or intuitively, or they do incorrectly, but it doesn't impact their life. And we can talk about making their food selections a healthy routine, getting enough sleep, being smoke-free and physically active, paying attention to signs and symptoms when they do show up. So we can delve into those as we go, but there is a relationship between these four particular disorders that I think we should touch on today.
Absolutely. Now, we're heading into a short break, so we're going to take up the topic of prostate and how to keep your prostate healthy and the correlation between several different diseases after this break. You're listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, brought to you by the great doctors of the DFW Healthy Living, also brought to you by Adventure Kids Play Care in Southlake, which is a great place to take your kids, and the Boardroom Salon, which is an excellent place for men to get their hair cut. We'll be right back.
AM, The Answer. Michael Medved says when it comes to the economy, the numbers don't lie.
A typical American family over the age of 55.
And yeah, there are a lot of us baby boomers who fall into that.
So their income declined 10% since Barack Obama has been president. He's been doing a good job.
Happy days are here again.
We have economic recovery? Of course we do.
The Michael Medved Show, weekdays at 2, right before the Wells Report at 5, on 660 AM. The Answer.
With changing tax laws, there's a lot you need to know. I'm Ken Morave, host of the Money Matters Radio Show. Please attend our free special edition financial planning and retirement seminar.
Barron's has named Ken as one of the top 100 independent financial advisors in the nation. The next seminar is October 11th. The first 200 people to attend get a free report on scheduled tax changes. Call 800-994-0302 or go to moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net.
I can give 100, now 125, 150, 175. This is James Legess of Legess Auctioneers inviting you to our next live auction this Thursday, October the 11th, at our auction facility in Fort Worth, Texas, at 2754 Ludell Street. We will be auctioning over 25,000 square feet of new and pre-owned office and home furniture. There are no minimums and no reserves, so every item sells to the highest bidder. Everything will be sold. If you never have experience in auction, it's a lot of fun to watch and to bid. So come to our next auction this Thursday, October the 11th. You can preview the items at our auction facility in Fort Worth on Wednesday, October 10th, from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. For a map to our location and for terms of sale, visit our website at legesseauctions.com. That's L-A-G-E-S-S-E auctions.com. For all your auction needs, Legess Auctioneers can help. Now, 100, 125, 159, 175, sold it right there.
Texas license number 11682.
If your upholstery or mattresses need cleaning, Dauerth does it. If your wood floors need cleaning, Dauerth does it. If your tile and grout need a good scrubbing, Dauerth does it. If your stone countertops need polishing, Dauerth does it. Dirty air ducts deserve some attention, Dauerth does it. If your floor needs replacing, Dauerth does that too. If you thought Dauerth was just about carpet cleaning, well, think again. We do more than you think. With so many ways to improve the beauty, health, and comfort of your home, make Dauerth your home's helping hand. With over 35 years in business, 7 consecutive Consumer Choice Awards, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can rest assured Dauerth does it and does it right. This week, get $50 off any Dauerth service when you purchase $199 or more. Set an appointment right now at Dauerth.com or
call 267-8433 because the next best thing to do is Dauerth Clean.
Hi, this is George. I'm with the filling station DFW. We are a ministry led by a number of committed Christians from various denominations, and we want to pray for you. Now, we're not a church. We're a prayer ministry. So if you're troubled, burdened, sick, or in need of healing, I'd like to invite you to come down to the filling station, DFW. Now, we meet every second and fourth Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Arts Theater, located in old downtown Carrollton. Visit us online at the filling station, DFW.com. If you're listening and you're troubled, burdened, sick, or you need healing for something, I'd like to invite you to come down to the Filling Station, DFW. The Filling Station is a ministry led by a number of committed Christians from various denominations, and we want to pray for you. Now, we're not a church. We're a prayer ministry. And we meet every second and fourth Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Arts Theater, located in old downtown Carrollton. Visit us online at the Filling Station, DFW.com. That's the filling station, DFW.com.
660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, The Answer.com.
DFW Healthy Living continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic. We are spending this whole month here at the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show trying to help men live as healthy life as possible. So we're going to dedicate the month of October to men's health and wellness and men's fitness. And right now we're talking about prostate because it's the number one cancer that affects men. And one of the things that happens is I think a lot of men get nervous about getting their prostates checked. There's a stigma about how it's done. There's a stigma that men, A, we don't really want to get things checked. We're going to wait until the very last minute. So there's not a lot of preventative stuff that's out there that people are thinking about. But nutritionally, there's a lot of stuff we can do. So when we last left off before the break, we were talking about some things that are correlated to prostate cancer. And Dr. Darner was going to dive a little bit more into that.
Okay, so let's start it off with basically making a healthy daily assessment of what you're eating and eating water-rich vegetables that are high in antioxidants. And there's many to choose from. The number one that I want to bring out, though, is tomatoes and the lycopene factor in preventing prostate cancer. So we've got fruits and vegetables that are red in color. We've got carotenoids, lycopene, tomatoes products. And really the most concentrated source of lycopene would be the tomato paste. And because lycopene requires a fat source to be absorbed, you maybe want to have it with walnuts or some seeds to make it more absorbable.
Now, when he says it requires a fat source, the cheese pizza is probably not the best way to get that done.
That's right. Okay. You got to eat a lot of pizza to get enough lycopene. So let's stick with paste and tomato sauces.
Well, I've eaten a lot of pizza before, so I might have got there.
You're good.
I wonder if it'll accumulate.
So we make these dietary choices. That's just the beginning. Then we also have to look at sleep. Your immune system is going to be revved up, functioning when you're well-rested. Most of us don't get enough sleep, 7 to 9 hours a day.
I'm guilty of that.
So we have insufficient sleep for the machinery and the nutritional processes to clean your body and to oxidize the toxins that accumulate. We can talk about smoking. Smoking generates massive free radicals. We're needing antioxidant supplementation or high antioxidant foods to handle the nicotines and carcinogens that are actually in smoke.
Now, let me ask you this. I don't know if you know this or not, but what about like secondhand smoke? Because there's a lot of controversy out there that people are saying that secondhand smoke is not harmful. It's not causing any problems. What do you think about secondhand smoke?
For me, it's not conjecture. It's not speculation. I have a personal experience with secondhand smoke. My own mother died of COPD, which is a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease where she had an emphysema-like lung disorder and never smoked a day in her life. But my father was a daily smoker.
Yep.
So for me, it's not speculation. It's not mystery.
You've seen it firsthand.
I don't need a science report.
Same with my grandparents.
The chemical composition of secondhand smoke is exactly the same as the chemical composition of
firsthand smoke. Yeah, you know, I've never understood why they would try to justify secondhand smoke.
Because people who sell cigarettes... The companies that sell cigarettes are in the same business, have the same motive as the people who sell prescription drugs, and that motive is money, and there's billions and billions of dollars in it. Now, so you lie, cry, sigh, and deny.
So let me ask this, because, Doug, you're one of the smartest people I know.
And best looking.
There's no doubt about it. Okay. No doubt. Now, smart people want to live a long time, too, don't they?
Smart. Emotionally healthy people, some of your very smartest people who are a little bit imbalanced, you know, like Kurt Cobain, apparently did not want to live a long time. But yeah, generally so.
Generally speaking, most people want to live a healthy... They don't want to have the struggles of heart disease, cancer, prostate cancer,
that's correct,
diabetes. So don't you think that they should pull together their collective thought process and go, maybe we should stop investing our money in garbage like this?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not just me that thinks like that. So maybe... In men's health, what we should do is offer investing tips, maybe companies they should not invest in.
Correct. As a matter of fact, I am kind of a moral investor. I don't invest in mutual funds that have companies in the mutual fund that sell tobacco products or alcohol products. I've always done that.
Yeah, it's a shame that, like you say, you've said it before, the root of evil is the want of money. And when it comes to the reason these companies are so profitable is because people are unwittingly supporting them without realizing they're supporting them. I would venture to say there's millions of people who have mutual funds that support these drug companies, cigarette companies, and they don't even know about it.
And by and large, those the mutual funds that have companies that sell tobacco products, sell alcohol products, et cetera, they perform better than other mutual fund companies. The morally based mutual fund companies tend to not perform as well.
Okay.
So there's your answer.
Well, there's other ways to make make some money. Maybe it's not necessarily as a chiropractor, but there are other ways out there to make some money. Okay, carry on, Dr. Darner.
Okay, so we've touched on smoking. We also have physical activity. We did a whole show on this about a month ago.
Yeah, we may need to bring a few things back up, but yeah.
We talked about anaerobic, aerobic conditioning.
You know, when it comes to physical activity, you know, the three of us, we have a physical job. Kevin has a very physical job. Most people don't have the luxury of having a physical job. But having a physical job does not mean exercise. Just because we're active at work doesn't mean our heart is getting healthy. It doesn't mean that our bones are getting that much stronger. We still have to exercise. And I think a lot of people that have physical type jobs don't necessarily think, hey, this isn't exercise. I'm not getting any stronger as a result.
That's true. And I myself am heavier than I've been at other points in my life right now. And when I look on review of the last 6 months, I've seen my cardiac decline as my obligation to the Carrick Institute of Neurology, my extensive travel requirement, and the multiple clinics that I have. My work demands have taken away from my physical attentiveness to myself. So I'm looking, when we were looking and talking about doing men's health for the month of October, I'm in a bit of review for myself.
Yep.
So as it relates to prostate health, what is your best exercise program? What do you recommend?
Well, I would favor cardio activity, something that is free radical resolving. It's stimulating to your immune system to remove the free radicals from your system, not generating free radicals like anaerobic exercise that produces a lot of lactic acid and waste byproducts, muscle products.
So you're talking about getting your heart rate up to a certain level and staying there for an extended period of time, like you've discussed before, Brian.
Absolutely. What you want to do, in not just for prostate cancer, but for general heart health and for general any cancer, is you want to get your heart rate into about zone 2, your 55 to 75% of your max heart rate, and keep it at that rate for a sustained period of time, 5, 10, 20, 30 minutes, and then allow yourself enough time to cool down afterwards. Most people don't realize how easy it is to get that heart rate into that zone.
I've got a list here of about 30 different types of cancer. Virtually all of them thrive in an anaerobic environment.
So, Kevin, tell them, everybody, real quick, what an anaerobic environment, what that means. Because the average person listening isn't going to know what an anaerobic environment is.
Sure. Anaerobic means the lack of oxygen, and aerobic means the addition of oxygen. So in a body system that's not functioning properly, there's going to be lower oxygen levels. So we call that an anaerobic environment.
So cancer thrives in a low oxygen environment. And by doing cardio, you're adding oxygen to the system,
correct,
which cancer cells do not necessarily like. Viruses don't like either. There are a lot of things that necessarily cause us to become sick, if you will, that don't like when you add oxygen in.
Another good reason not to smoke.
That's exactly right.
Right,
exactly
decreased right. oxygenation. And most of these cancers will either encapsulate in the organ they're affecting or they'll encapsulate themselves in their environment. They'll wall themselves off to keep oxygen out.
Okay, so when you say encapsulate, you mean literally create a barrier so oxygen cannot get into them.
Correct. They form their own hardened skin, if you will, as a cell barrier to oxygen and other healthy antioxidizing compounds that would basically eat them. So they wall themselves off and become nodular. That's a typical walling off process of an anaerobic cancer.
And a lot of times when that affects men in the prostate, it tends to stay there. It does not usually become systemic. Is that correct?
That's correct, until we have a rupturing event. Then it becomes a metastatic or traveling, and it usually travels to the bone. That would be the most. It's called hematogenous because those cells that break off in the ruptured prostate cancer get into the bloodstream, they're carried either to the lung, which is a fertile ground for depository cellular cancer, or they get filtered into the bone and they become very aggressive metastatic bone cancers.
Because once they get into the bone, that's a very anaerobic environment, part of the body.
Very difficult, right.
So now we're coming up on another short break. So one of the things that when it comes to prostate cancer, you know, it comes down to a lot of times exercising, but exercising properly. When you hear the term exercise, many, many people think of going to a gym. And when you go to a gym, the predominant thing to do is to work out with weights. There's a lot of spin classes that are going on nowadays. There are a lot of dancing, Zumba classes are very popular. Yoga is very popular. But most of the time when you go in there, the heart rate remains elevated way above where it needs to be. And when it comes to heart rate, when you're exercising, even if you're on a treadmill or riding a bike or doing a dance class, if your heart rate spikes too high, then that's not going to give you the necessary benefit that you need in terms of reducing the anaerobic state and adding the oxygen. And so I'd like to talk a little bit more about that when we come back after the break, because preventing some stuff like cancer is going to be paramount when it comes to men's health for longevity. So you're listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. Please feel free to give us a call at 866-660-5759. Visit our website at dfwhealthyliving.com. And all of our social media is available on our homepage at DFW Healthy Living. So you can follow us on Facebook. You can Twitter us, tweet us during the show. You're listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show on 660 AM The Answer. We'll be right back.
The all-new Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM The Answer.
Just days before the most important election of our lives, an event right here in the Metroplex where we can gather to hear and share thoughts on the history about to be made. Hi, this is Mark Davis. I'm asking you to join me and my fellow hosts Mike Gallagher and John David Wells for Reclaiming America, an energizing event Wednesday night, October 17th at the fabulous Eisenman Center in Richardson. Our special guest, Rick Santorum. A night to focus our energies on what we have to do to get this country we love back on track. Tickets start at just $18. We have a VIP meet and greet with Rick Santorum, Mike, JD, and me starting at just $99. So go to 660amtheanswer.com for all the details and get your tickets today. A night to talk politics and get fired up for victory on Election Day. Reclaiming America, a 660 AM The Answer event you will not want to miss.
Reclaiming America, proudly sponsored by Southwest Office Systems and supporting sponsors New Venture on Wall Street, Structured Foundation Repair, and InvestingMakesMeSick.com.
Failing to change the oil in your car on a regular basis could cost you thousands of dollars in the long run. Just because your car is running okay doesn't mean that damage is not being done to the engine. Neglecting to maintain your home's heating system can damage it too. Cooler temperatures are here in North Texas, so it's time to make sure your home's heating system is ready to perform right. A furnace checkup will find cracks in your system that may cause deadly carbon monoxide leaks. It also checks for optimum system performance to ensure you are not overpaying your utilities. Call Thompson's Cooling and Heating today to save $20 off a furnace tune-up and get half off a second furnace tune-up. We guarantee that if your furnace fails after the tune-up, we'll fix it for free. Call Thompson's Cooling and Heating now to schedule your furnace tune-up. 817-560-4300. 817-560-4300. All techs are background checked and drug tested for your safety. Thompson'sCooling.com. 817-560-4300.
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore, and if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free.
Call 1-888-535-1837. 1-888-535-1837. Call now. Call 1-888-535-1837. 1-888-535-1837.
How would you like to hold what would have been the most magnificent coin ever produced? A legendary treasure thought lost for all time. Because in a startling announcement, the New York Mint is releasing a limited quantity of massive $100 silver unions to the public. The coin that never was. The $100 silver union was first proposed in 1876 by George T. Morgan, designer of the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. But this masterful design was thought lost forever, until detailed sketches of the proof were discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. This spectacular, never-before-seen piece of American coin history has finally been created and is available to own on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now to receive a free collector's DVD and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. The world has been waiting for this treasure for over 100 years. Stake your claim by calling 1-800-400-0147. That's 1-800-400-0147. 1-800-400-0147.
660 AM. 660 AM. The Answer. 660 AM. TheAnswer.com.
866-660-CASE-GUY is the number to call to ask your question to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM. The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. This is your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in Southlake, Texas. Joining me is the great Dr. Darner of Affordable Healthcare in Denton and Dr. Chrissy Farrell of Back to Health Chiropractic in Dallas. And we are talking about men's health issues, and we're talking about prostate cancer. And we're talking about stress levels in general as well. So, Dr. Darner, we left off. We were talking about some of the things we can do to prevent cancers and prostate cancers.
We did. And before we dive back into that, we need to recognize one of our sponsors, Phoenix Company Credit Repair and Debt Elimination. They were on the show and take care of your financial healthy living. And if you're in the market for a mortgage, a car purchase, credit cards, or need to qualify for military or other clearances, call Phoenix Company at 214-227-9644. 214-227-9644.
And there really is a real crossover between financial health and physical health.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's few things more stressful than financial problems, and you really kind of need to get that repaired as part of your healthy living.
Absolutely. I know for me personally, a lot of stuff, you know, the sole breadwinner of the house, so to speak, I feel a massive burden about the making sure the family's provided for. And even though my wife does a tremendous amount of stuff for the office, for me, to help me out, I take on a lot of that burden. And for us to be as, I don't know, stress-free as possible, we have to just try and push those burdens aside and go on with life and not have to worry about it as much.
Doc, if I could, one of the things I want to make sure we bring out in this segment, we talked earlier and touched on lycopene, that's tomatoes,
right,
for men's health. But let's bring the ladies back into the equation here. This show right now is not strictly just about men's health because of the suppressive effect of lycopene on the human papillomavirus. The human papillomavirus was started to be vaccinated in our children the last couple years. Human papillomavirus does not cause problems for men, maybe one of the primary or preliminary causes of prostate cancer, but is definitely the cause of cervical cancer in women. So when we have males who do not have enough lycopene, suppression of the human papillomavirus, they become carriers to infect women in their lives, and the women are directly susceptible to cervical cancer.
So what you're saying is not getting enough tomatoes, not getting enough lycopene will allow for the HPV virus to be much more active?
Correct.
Now, it's funny that we're talking about this because when that news broke about the HPV vaccine, I lost my marbles for a moment because that was something that devastated me, having three daughters now. And at the time that broke, my oldest daughter, who's now five, had barely just been 6 months old, I believe. And it really bothered me to think that we're going to be creating a vaccine for no real benefit at all. We could talk about that at another date, but that just kind of ties into politics and how the politics of healthcare. And ladies and gentlemen listening, I really want you to pay attention to this part. And don't just take my word for what I'm about to say. Do a little bit of research. Because your healthcare, whether you're a man, a woman, or you're raising kids, your healthcare is absolutely being bought and sold right now by big pharmaceutical companies, and they're being manipulated by politicians. And your healthcare is absolutely in dire straits right now. And this nonsensical healthcare bill is going to do nothing for anybody's health. What's going to change your health status is you making the decision to get up, get some exercise, do some research. By all means, please listen to this show as a reference point, but you have to make the decision on your own.
Your health is your responsibility.
It absolutely is. None of us in this room can make you do anything. We want to try to inspire you or maybe motivate you to get going, but you have to take the step. And listening to your insurance company is one of the worst things you can do because they know nothing about your personal health care. They only want your money. Plain and simple, it's a business. And when the government steps in, they don't care about you either. They strictly want your vote. It's absolutely atrocious what's going on right now. And the HPV virus and this vaccination and everything like that, it's ruining us from the inside because on one hand, we're thinking, oh, you know, we've got this healthcare coverage. We're going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. Your healthcare coverage is going to do nothing for your health.
Well, if you're one of those people that believe that Obamacare is your biggest enemy, and there's a lot of people out there like that, then the very best, the thing that you can best do to keep you from running head-on with Obamacare very often is to be really healthy. The healthier you are, the less relevant it is to you.
Absolutely.
And so what you really do need to be doing is eating right, exercising right, and sleeping right.
Absolutely. Well said. And so we're talking about a chemical that, or not a chemical, would you call it a chemical? I mean, that's a...
Sure.
It's a natural
nutrient.
Natural nutrient.
Nutrient. Thank you. I was talking about drugs so much. A nutrient in tomatoes, in tomato paste, called lycopene.
Can I ask a question? Because some people have a food allergy to tomatoes. Where else is lycopene found?
You can also find it in vegetables and fruits that are red in color. So any you look at the red ruby grapefruit, you look at watermelon. Red peppers, apricots, guava.
I believe there are some in a beet as well.
It would be red vegetables.
Beet is one of nature's greatest creations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so not getting enough lycopene is going to cause this HP virus to become more active.
Mm-hmm.
So the take-home message is that we all have this HP virus, don't we?
Virtually all of us have it at this point.
And it's not some endemic, sexually transmitted disease. It's just a virus that we cohabitate with.
But it is sexually transmitted.
Yes.
It's not first acquired.
We don't necessarily have to have all the signs and symptoms.
So when you say the male's a carrier, that's how he passes it to the female?
No, meaning
sexually, or can it be passed other ways?
It can be passed other ways, but when I say the male is the carrier, is because other than the early evidence that HPV causes prostate cancers in males, there's no other symptom or problem with it. But for women, it's one of the leading causes of death, uterine and cervical cancer.
Well, what about genital warts and HPV and that link?
There you have it. That is a skin tag. It's a papilloma wart. It forms usually on areas of friction on the skin, in the neckline, the waistline around the belt, and the genitals.
Okay.
Sometimes the armpits.
Gracious, I'm going to go home and eat a bushel of tomatoes tonight.
Just to be on the safe side.
I think I had asked one of my patients if he would graciously call in today. If you're listening out there, LN, come on in, give us a call. We'd like to hear your story. I think the people out in DFW would want to hear your story.
Absolutely. 866-660-5759. And you can also feel free to call even if you're not Dr. Darner's well-respected patient.
No, we were talking about exercise. And, you know, women have long heard that they should do Kegel exercises to strengthen, to prevent, you know, urinary incontinence and things like that. But I was reading that actually men are recommended to do Kegel exercises as well 4 to 5 times a day to increase blood circulation to the area of surrounding the scrotum and anus or to the prostate so that it prevents them from developing prostate
cancer.
We
were talking about this on the break. The natural male sexual function is one of the best preventatives to prostate cancer, not having any type of stagnation or we call it oxidation of a stagnant material. Natural sexual activity is preventative to prostate cancer.
That is good to know.
try that one on Tiffany tonight.
So we're going to have to write this down.
Everybody's good here then.
Yeah, yeah.
Some better than others.
Yeah. So now we're all sidetracked again because all of a sudden men's health has become...
Tiffany's
we're talking about.
She's got a headache.
Yeah. You see, this is what happens when you talk men's health and prostate.
Dr. Farrell gets a headache.
That's right. Okay, so the take-home message is you need to exercise and be married and have normal, healthy relations with your wife. Correct?
Correct.
Really? You've got fewer sexual partners, less exposure to HPV. You've got normal sexual activity and regularity with exercise, good antioxidant load. That really is...
Healthy diet.
Healthy diet, healthy good lifestyle.
Yep. Yep.
And one of the best places to get lycopene are tomatoes, tomato paste.
Correct.
If you are allergic to tomatoes, there are just about all fruits and vegetables that are red in color will have lycopene in it. And that's going to be something that's going to be very vital to the health of the prostate. We're coming up on another short break. You're listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, brought to you by the great doctors of DFW Healthy Living. We'll be right back after these short messages.
660 AM, The Answer. 660 AM, TheAnswer.com. Every 4 years, this country makes a huge decision. Who will be our president for the next 4 years? This year, this decision may be more important than ever in our lifetime. The choices are stark, and the contrast between the two sides is readily apparent. This radio station is actively involved in making sure you are registered to vote and that you can move others to do the same. We have created a website that will get you started. VoteTheChange.com. Because this time, you are the answer.
I can give 100, now 125, 150, 175. This is James Legess of Legess Auctioneers inviting you to our next live auction this Thursday, October the 11th, at our auction facility in Fort Worth, Texas, at 2754 Ludell Street. We will be auctioning over 25,000 square feet of new and pre-owned office and home furniture. There are no minimums and no reserves, so every item sells to the highest bidder. Everything will be sold. If you never have experience in auction, it's a lot of fun to watch and to bid. So come to our next auction this Thursday, October the 11th. You can preview the items at our auction facility in Fort Worth on Wednesday, October 10th, from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. For a map to our location and for terms of sale, visit our website at legessauctions.com. That's L-A-G-E-S-S-E auctions.com. For all your auction needs, Legess Auctioneers can help. Now, 100 and 125, 159, 175, sold it right there.
Texas license number 11682.
Just look at her. The kids are so happy their grandma can play games with them again. And I'm so glad that we discovered Fast Track at Golden Acres. Mom had fallen last year, and we were so worried. A friend told me about Golden Acres Fast Track Rehab Program, and they made such a huge difference in her recovery.
Golden Acres, located in the corner of Dallas, Mesquite, and Garland, offers a truly loving approach to healing. With their state-of-the-art fast-track facility, Golden Acres uses a variety of high-tech and good old-fashioned therapeutic approaches.
They used Wii boxing for some of her therapy. Now she can beat the kids. Golden Acres took care of everything. The insurance, the filing, and of course, Mom. It's good to have her back and in the swing of things.
Golden Acres will design a therapy plan tailored to get your mom up, around, and functioning at the highest level possible. Find out more now at goldenacresliving.com or call Pam at 214-686-9422. That's 214-686-9422.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too, Huffines has it. Also in McKinney, we'll prove it to you. Huffines has it.
The end is here. To get Huffines' lowest prices of the year during the final days of Huffines' model year-end sales event at Huffines Hyundai Plano, the number one Hyundai dealer in North Texas. Time is running out to get Huffines' biggest savings of the year on Huffines' Texas-sized selection of new Hyundai cars, SUVs, and crossovers, including the North American Car of the Year, the 2012 Hyundai Elantra. And buy with confidence with America's best warranty with Hyundai's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, plus the Hyundai Assurance Plan. And Huffines is proud to be the only winner ever of the Consumer's Choice Award for Auto Dealership Group of the Year. Come see us at Huffines Hyundai at Quake Road and Plano Parkway in Plano, or click it and pick it at HuffinesHyundai.com.
Sales claim based on 2011 total Hyundai sales.
Huffines.
Talking regularly with your teen about the risks of drugs and alcohol can help reduce the chance that your teen will drink or use drugs. Use events in the media as an opportunity to talk with your teen about underage drinking and discuss the risks that come with drug and alcohol use as well. The partnership at drugfree.org has more tips. They even have a guide to help you learn about the latest drugs. Visit drugfree.org. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
The all-new Mark Davis Show. Mornings 7 to 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
DFW Healthy Living continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM. The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. I dismounted early last time. I started talking early this time. So. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. It is the weather. It got a little colder, and it froze my brain a bit. Now, we've got a caller on line one I want to get to. He's got a question that he's going to and a story he's going to tell us. But I want you guys to understand how important it is, and we really want to get your questions answered. And we have multiple avenues for you. You can send your questions via email to dfwhealthyliving.com. You can follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google Plus and Pinterest, and get a hold of us however you can. Or you can call us at 866-660-5759. Right now, I want to go to line one. We have LN. LN, welcome to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show.
Hi, glad to be here.
Thank you so much for calling. Now, Dr. Darner was saying you have a very interesting story.
Well, in 2007, January, I was diagnosed with non-aggressive prostate cancer, and my urologist and I agreed to use watchful waiting. But I haven't just been watching and waiting. I've been trying to be proactive and have really changed my lifestyle and try to do everything possible to manage this cancer. And I'm going to be glad to tell you anything that you would like to know, but my question is, what is the most latest information on supplements, lifestyle changes, anything that I could add to the program I'm using now?
Sure. There's a few things by standard process that are fantastic for nutritionally supporting the prostate. It's called Prostate ProstX, which is a fantastic, it's a blend of different nutrients that the body will need, specifically the prostate will need, to give it what the nutrition that it's supposed to have.
Of course, an antioxidant of very powerful nature like isometrics or isotonics, OPC3, in high dose would be excellent also.
Absolutely. Yeah, it sounds like you've been doing a lot of stuff because we've heard that you changed your diet, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So when you changed your diet, did you cut certain things out?
Right. Cut out dairy, cut out red meat, and all fried foods, processed grains, and I reduced even the whole grain.
You also took out sugar, didn't you, Ellen?
Absolutely. The reason I reduced the grains was because that converts to sugar in the digestive process.
So how much weight did you lose as a byproduct of your changes?
Over the last few years, I've lost 75 pounds.
Wow. Congratulations.
So how long have you been in a watch and wait status with what your diagnosis was?
Since January of 2007, so almost 6 years.
Now, when you first got your diagnosis, you had an oh no moment. Could you share with our listeners how they can manage that and what other emotional things might have occurred when you first got diagnosed?
It's really everybody has to do it for themselves. I just decided that, I need to take control of my own health, and I need to do everything that I can, because as y'all have been saying, I don't want to get on the medical conveyor belt. I'd rather take care of myself to the degree that I can.
Absolutely. Now, what did your medical doctor say when you told him you wanted to go natural and change your diet? Did he... or she have any arguments about?
Or apprehend.
I was very fortunate because my urologist said that he had just given up surgery himself, and so there was no personal reason for him to recommend any invasive procedure.
You mean your urologist had given up prostate surgery, pelleting,
that's
and
right.
as in he gave it, he as
he
in it wasn't
practicing.
It wasn't working, or he stopped practicing.
He continued in the practice, but was no longer doing surgery.
Okay, because did he find that this wasn't very effective, or?
Yeah, he thought that there were other people who were better at it than he was.
Okay,
and he would just send to them.
Gotcha. Okay, so you must have had that a couple of weeks or nights where you thought to yourself, "Oh man, am I doing the right thing?"
Oh yeah.
What were some of the things you used to stay motivated?
I'm pretty disciplined, and I just kept at it. You know, as they say, one day at a time, or 1 hour at a time, you just go on.
That's fantastic.
Tell us about your, you'd mentioned to me you have a program for your lycopene intake with tomato paste. Why don't you tell the listeners about that?
Yes. I take a teaspoon of tomato paste 3 times a day, and with it, I'll have walnuts to activate the lycopene.
So how did you find out that you needed a fat source to activate the lycopene?
I've done an awful lot of research, and I've joined the Life Extension Foundation, and they have a tremendous amount of information available. I also subscribe to Miracle's medical information online and read everything I can get.
Did you start your education when you got diagnosed, or was it something you were already doing before your diagnosis?
My wife passed away with breast cancer in 1999, and shortly thereafter, my PSA started going up. So once it started going up, I got very interested in trying to prevent prostate cancer, and once I got it, everything I could do to manage and control it.
Wow, that is very, very noble of you, and we're real happy that you've been able to manage everything.
Ellen, thanks for calling in today. I sure appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Nari. Have a great day.
God bless you.
So, you know, the proof is in the pudding for a lot of people, that you come to a point in time where you realize, you know what, I've got to change my habits. One of the things that is so frustrating for me personally, and Kevin gets frustrated at this as well, you know, when they list the common causes of certain problems, they all stem from poor nutrition, lack of exercise. And so it seems to me that if that's the cause...
Isn't that the cure?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Why do we continue to look for drug after drug after drug if we know what the cause is?
Did you hear what Ellen said too? He came to a point where he had to take responsibility for his own health.
Yeah.
That's the basis of it.
And I think what happens in society is we don't want to have to take responsibility. We don't want to think, oh, it might have been my fault, or it might have been something I did. We just want to go on like it never happened.
Well, a key phrase that he used is that he is disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us are not, and I'm as guilty as the next person, but a lot of us know what the right thing to do is, but we don't do it, and we know there are going to be consequences, so that we hope there's a magic little pill that fixes the fact that we're not going to make the sacrifices in our life and the changes in our life that we need to make.
Absolutely.
Which is why if you're not going to have a healthy diet, you have to be at least supplementing your diet with good whole food nutrition supplements, you know, just to at least help, you know.
You know, and the other thing that happens is healthy habits tend to build on one another.
Yep.
Once you start exercising, you start craving the healthier foods. Once you start eating the healthier foods, you start
more healthier foods.
And yeah, and then that also, you know, I've got more energy. I think I'm going to go start exercising. The aches and pains start to go away. Once people start to lose a little bit of weight, more energy, less aches and pains, the easier it is to continue going. And I think that we fall into a trap in the opposite direction too, because we get home, we're tired. And the easy thing to do is open up the refrigerator, grab a soda, grab a cold beverage, grab an adult beverage, make a cocktail. And then the last thing you want to do is exercise. So it's routine, it's habit, it's all of that kind of stuff. And what we want you guys to understand is that it's possible for all of us to make a change. But it has to start on the individual basis. We can't make the decision for you. You have to make the decision yourself. We all know the ramifications. The ramifications are an early death. The ramifications are completely unhealthy. Doctor's bills that pile up, pharmaceutical drug after pharmaceutical drug. And that's not how we were intended to live.
Can we bring up one other point? Because you touch on what can you do? You take responsibility. So we're talking a little bit about here HPV. Let's talk about what you do when you get it. You start getting skin tags. You start getting a genital wart or other things like that. What can you do about it? Unfortunately, HPV virus, there is no cure for it. You're not going to rid it out of your system. You manage it with a high antioxidant. There's a laboratory here in Dallas called ProgressiveLabs.com. You can order a homeopathic topical that will burn those skin tags off your neckline or off your skin. But as far as managing the HPV activity, high antioxidant standard process products, or isotonic OPC3 to manage the formation of the skin tags.
Absolutely. There are so many things that we can do that we just have to be educated on. And the thing that it comes down to is, like you said, Doug, discipline, personal responsibility. And as men, we have to realize that, you know what, it's our responsibility. We're the heads of the household. We have to take responsibility for what our kids eat, for what our wives eat, for what our girlfriends eat, for what we eat. And we have to lead by example. So listen, guys, we have a great show. I thank you guys all for listening. We're going to be back next weekend talking about more men's health issues. We'll talk about fitness. We'll talk about strength. And we're going to try and help lead you guys in the right direction of making the best choices possible. So thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, give us a call next week, 866-660-5759. Look us up online at dfwhealthyliving.com. You can send us an email. You can like us on Facebook, or you can send us some tweets. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
To DFW Healthy Living with Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinical Director for Victory Chiropractic in Southlake, Texas. Comments given by our guests are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only. Seek a medical professional for answers to your specific questions. Visit victorychiropractic.com to listen to previous broadcasts. Listen every Saturday at 4 p.m. to DFW Healthy Living here on 660 AM, The Answer.
AM, The Answer. This presidential election, this station is making sure you are registered to vote at VoteTheChange.com. We're giving you a chance to win a trip for two to Los Angeles to visit the Ronald Reagan Library, including a behind-the-scenes VIP tour. We'll also get you into Universal Studios Hollywood, a rental car, three nights at the Glendale Hilton, and a VIP lunch with Dennis Prager and Hugh Hewitt. Vote the Change. Win the trip. Now you have no excuse not to register at VoteTheChange.com. From 660 AM, The Answer.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American